This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to this whole thing with these body scans, okay? Let me play this audio first. Now, I've not heard this.
Okay.
But let me play this first. We can start, stop it, whatever. But let's see what this is all about. Body scans that are looking at your insides, right?
Correct.
From the Kardashians matriarch herself.
I'm just excited to get my results.
To Goop wellness guru Gwyneth Paltrow posting on Instagram.
Going into Pernuvo for my full body scan.
Celebrities with access to the best health tech out there are paying thousands of dollars out of pocket for full body medical scans just for a peek at what's under their skin. Former bachelorette Ali Fedotowsky and husband Kevin Mano sharing on Instagram.
Kevin has thyroid cancer and had zero symptoms before we found out.
Claiming to help detect disease before symptoms even arise. Sharing compelling patient testimonials.
The feedback from the medical team was, you've caught this so early that your chances of a cure are probably about 80%.
Could they revolutionize the future of healthcare?
We're comprehensively looking through every organ in the body to screen for cancer, aneurysms, and 500 other conditions that we cover.
All right. I don't know.
That's crazy. So it's the new thing that's sweeping the nation, right? It was only available in New York and Chicago and L.A., but now it's come to Colorado. Now we have the opportunity to do a full body scan in Denver. And it's so weird because you would think when you're telling an 18-year-old that they would roll their eyes, right? So we were out to – my son's in town from spring break. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this full body scan. He's like, oh my God, I want to do that. That's so awesome. Everybody's talking about it now. And he's like, it's a way to get, you know, ahead of your health, right?
Exactly.
And I said, you don't need that much radiation at 18. Like there is just no, you're a healthy kid and there's just no need to have that much radiation at 18. And he's like, oh, because kids now, like at their age, they're so obsessed with like eating clean, or at least my kid is, eating clean and all that stuff.
No, I feel like the younger generation, especially now, like they're not even really drinking alcohol a lot.
At all. Like, my kid doesn't drink
alcohol. Yeah, a lot of them don't. They're just like, well, I don't want to touch this stuff. Why would I touch it? It's poison to you, you know, whatever.
Although he did, I will tell you this, he was honest. He doesn't drink or vape or anything like that, but he told me he did shrooms. Mm. I was like, what? Mm. And he goes, yeah, we were all hiking and we had a guy that stayed that was sober, you know, just because my kid's like always like that paranoid kid, like we need one guy that's sober. And so he said, it was like, he'll never do it again. But he said it brought him like this clarity that he worries too much. And then it brought him around into this like, he said it was probably the best thing he's ever done. I'm like, no!
Probably like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, he said it made him realize that he's just been worried about like his path too much, and it gave him like this weird clarity.
All right, so back to body
isn't
scans.
Isn't that crazy? Right? Awesome. Don't wait, but I just want to finish this, though. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I've never experienced
it. Kid that doesn't drink or anything like that, he's like, now he's up in the woods like, whoa!
If you have a fear of him with all the radiation, why not yourself?
Because I feel like I'm like immune to it now. I've had so much in my life. Yeah.
The cost, they said thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it's like $2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's not covered by insurance.
At all. So what happens is that you get this full body scan and a radiologist, you know, the body's a lot to look at. So I feel bad for the radiologist because I'm sure he's like, oh my God, I got to go through every inch of this thing. You know, because usually an MRI or a CAT scan is just for a certain portion of your body.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're looking at what's broken, what's this, that, the other thing. But this is the whole thing he has to read.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do it.
I just think it's fascinating, and I would love to. I was reading an article about a woman. She has, her family had a history of cancer, so she just decided to do this. And she had no symptoms of anything, but she had a spleen aneurysm that they found, and it was like a ticking time bomb. It could have gone off, ruptured at any point.
I've never heard of a spleen aneurysm.
Yeah, and I guess it's, if it ruptures, it's very deadly. But she got it removed. All the doctors like, listen, this is going to be life-changing because we got to take out your spleen.
Yeah.
But they did it, and now she's fine.
Schmidt, why do you want it? Because you were all excited, too.
So I know this guy at my other job, and it's similar to the story Carson just told. His cousin went and got one of these scans, and they found some cancer that they were able to cure before it became a problem.
Yeah. The thing is like, I guess you could either like live where you don't know, because that's how I like it, you know, where I don't want to know.
I agree.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Or like, do you want to be like proactive, but also have the radiation risk? You know, it's
See, I'm scared to find out the results, but I also want to know the results.
I know.
If you can catch something early enough, then you can just put it to an end.
I kind of stand on the, I guess of the side of, I'd like to see more results before I try it. Does that make sense? I want to see more of what. I mean, what happens long term? I mean, the radiation itself might be a problem.
I don't think that there's radiation with it, because it uses magnets. It's MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging, and they're running like magnetic fields through you. I don't think there's radiation.
I'm just saying that what if down the
road. Is it CAT scan the radiation? One of them has radiation.
Yeah, one of them. CAT scans and x-rays have radiation. Yeah.
But what if down the road you find out that it was all useless, it didn't really work, blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, maybe it's like the first model of car that comes out. Sometimes it's best to avoid that, right?
No, I like it. I want to do it.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Me too.
Yeah, like when the Model T came out, you'd be like, yo, this would be sick. I want to drive around and not ride a horse.
Yeah. So you'd rather know than not know.
Yeah, I do want to do it.
I mean, a lot of the experts are saying that it could lead to maybe people, I guess, treating things that aren't a problem or may not be a problem, but they think that they're a problem. So it's just really how it's ran.
Or it can add to your stress, right? You have anxiety about something.
Wait,
all the time.
I was way wrong, by the way. Sorry to interrupt you. I was way wrong. There is no radiation at all. It says, Schmidl pulled it up. It says MRIs have no. So my kid can get it now. Yeah. I gotta text him and say, I was way wrong.
He's gonna be so excited.
I know, right? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it says it uses, I knew the magnet part, but I didn't know it was radio waves, too. Wow, we can listen to our favorite station while we're in that tube.
105.9, right there, inside your body.
It says, because MRI does not use radiation, there's no risk of radiation exposure during the procedure.
Who knew?
Yes.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.